Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. It's live on Joy 99.7 FM and Accra on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions and myjoyonline.com. This afternoon, President Mahama is open to adjusting $3 billion IMF bailout as he hints at possible additional funding.
We've had a good discussion, and if it's necessary to look at additional funds or to extend the program, we'll look at it. But for now, we're determined to continue on this trajectory.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has called for unified efforts to secure reparative justice for Africans and people of African descent at the African Union Summit in Addis Ababa.
The call for reparations, while including, extends beyond financial redress to encompass addressing structural inequalities, ensuring educational and economic opportunities.
Back home, Deputy Attorney General nominee demands answers for national security raid on Ken Ofori-Atta's residence.
There have been situations where national security will stop people on the way and pick them up. There have been situations where they will go to their house the way you described. So perhaps what we need to understand or what we need to look for at this point is what really caused the national security to do that.
And also, Environmental Protection Authority CEO to distilled water bodies across the country in first 100 days.
And waste disposal in a water body. So in my first 100 days, we want to really clean up the water bodies.
These and more with me, Mami Senior Mitchell Thompson. Details now. President John Mahama has expressed openness to revising Ghana's $3 billion IMF bailout, suggesting that additional funding remains possible as the government steers the country's economic recovery. Speaking to Bloomberg's Jennifer Zabasaja at the Munich Security Conference, Mr. Mahama reaffirmed his commitment to the bailout program and acknowledged the fiscal constraints imposed by it. Here excerpts.
We've not talked about an extension of the program. We are determined to continue with this program. I think that it means that we must be more prudent in our handling of our finances. We must also look on the expenditure side and see how we can cut waste and also shift resources to more priority programs. And so it's a whole basket that we're looking at. We also have the issue of the debt restructuring and the humps that have been created. This year, we have to pay in excess of $15 billion on the domestic debt exchange. So what we've done is to reactivate the sinking fund and put more resources into it to take care of the repayments that have to be made this year. But all in all, we have a cordial relation with the IMF. The next review, which will be the fourth review, is due in April. But before then, we'll present the budget in March. And so the budget will take focus some of the issues that have come out from the staff mission. We're hoping to receive the aid memoir today or tomorrow. And looking at the issues that IMF raises, we'll incorporate them in the budget. We've had a good discussion. And if it's necessary to look at additional funds or to extend the program, we'll look at it. But for now, we're determined to continue on this trajectory.
Meanwhile, economist Dr. Priscilla Chumisi-Bafo is asking the government to ignore the political cost and take some tough measures to fast-track the economic recovery.
The 2025 AU theme of the year is therefore a call to government.
I believe that it's early days and they still have the goodwill of the Ghanaian, so they can thrive on it and do what is practical. The government has a lot of goodwill at the moment, and it should not hasten to. The domestic front, we need to navigate it very carefully and do what is practical so that we will be able to stay on the current course where we are getting some relative stability.
Now, President Mahama has called for unified efforts to secure reparative justice for Africans and people of African descent. At the African Union Summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, he said Africans must continue to advocate for stronger legal and institutional mechanisms to ensure that justice for the historical trauma inflicted on global Africa is not just a conversation, but a reality.
The 2025 AU theme of the year is therefore a call to galvanize efforts towards reparatory justice. It is an appeal to ensure that the dignity, rights, and well-being of Africans and their descendants are fully restored. Reparations involves not only financial compensation, but also restitution, rehabilitation, and guarantees of non-repetition for the abuse of fellow human beings. It is also about truth-telling, historical accountability, and the restoration of agency to those who have been marginalized for centuries. The call for reparations, while including, extends beyond financial redress to encompass addressing structural inequalities, ensuring educational and economic opportunities, reclaiming cultural heritage, and amplifying the voice of Africa and the diaspora communities on the global stage.
President Mahamat there. Meanwhile, Djibouti's Foreign Minister Mohamed Ali Youssef has won the AU Commission's chairperson position after defeating Kenya's Raila Odinga and another candidate from Madagascar. Now, Deputy Attorney General nominee Justice Remsai is questioning why the National Security raided the residence of former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta. On Newsfile with Samson Ladi, Justice Sai believed that questions must be answered to clarify the hunt for the minister. The raid reportedly left Mr. Ofori-Atta's family traumatized after the special prosecutor denied involvement. He is Director of Strategy, Research and Communication at the Office of the Special Prosecutor, Samuel Appiah-Darko.
First of all, I'm happy that the OSP has been vindicated, that it did not go into the house of Mr. Ofori-Atta. And I don't even like to use the word
point,
raid.
The point I'm making is that you said that was staged.
I'm coming to that. It's not
an imposter action. We know it wasn't staged. And it wasn't an imposter action.
At the time of the press conference, the intelligence that was available to the office has suggested that this was not carried out by the OSP. And at best, it would have been staged by a creator or an imposter action.
Yeah, so you're a human institution. You can get it wrong. Is that correct?
Upon hindsight. And I'm saying that if we had not pushed them, there was no way they would have come out and even displayed the videos and the pictures.
Okay.
Now, Deputy Attorney General nominee Justice Remsai insists reasons for the national security invading the minister's home must be made clear.
What caused the agencies, the national security, to employ that kind of arrest? That we sitting outside may not know, because we know very well that there have been situations where national security have invited our clients and we accompanied them to the national security. They will speak with them for as long as they want and will go. There have been situations where national security will stop people on the way and pick them up. There have been situations where they go to their house the way you described. So perhaps what we need to understand, or what we need to look for at this point, is what really caused the national security to do that. Sitting outside, we may not be able to answer these particular questions. However, we also understand the pain that the relatives and the families of these persons have gone through.
Acting Chief Executive of the Environmental Protection Authority, Professor Nana Amma Brown-Kluche, says her outfit will distill water bodies across the country within her first 100 days in office. This was revealed during a courtesy call by the Bra State Traditional Council Professor Kluche.
And waste disposal in the water body. So in my first 100 days, we want to really clean up the water bodies and also roll up a program to phase out slowly plastics in the country. So we will encourage institutions that especially produce plastics, the single-use plastics, to start looking for alternate ways or alternate business of packaging, especially with paper packaging. We encourage shopping malls and shops to also use paper packaging instead of plastics. There are a lot we want to do to also educate Ghanaians within the first 100 days. Issue statement to encourage Ghanaians to segregate waste so that our recycling companies will be able to recycle plastics, recycle e-waste, and recycle even organic waste into manure.
Transport Minister Joseph Nikpe has tasked national security to ward off encroachers from railway lines. A recent Joy News report highlighted how many unused railway lines were being encroached and line material stolen. Joseph Bukari also vowed to operationalize the many dormant railway lines after his visit to the railway authority.
Over the years, we have relied on the road sector to carry or drive our economy, to the neglect of all other transport modes. That includes the rail services. We are intending to partner a lot of investors who are ready to help us revamp the railway sector. We've seen that that will help us take traffic from the roads.
Meanwhile, CEO of the Ghana Railway Development Authority, Dr. Frederick Apo, has explained John Mahama's marching orders to him to revitalize the railway sector and restart stalled projects, including the Tema Impakadan route.
We have challenges with Galamsey on the Western Railway Line. We need that to be addressed. Secondly, we need to also engage at the high level, hopefully with our sector minister and the Ministry of Finance, with our contractor to basically, I would say, restart suspended work on the Western Railway Line.
And you heard the CEO of the Ghana Railway Development Authority, Dr. Frederick Apo, ending this afternoon's bulletin. I am Amiesi Nyamite Thompson. Up next is Worship Zone. Step.